if the linked asset is a synthetic ETF, you should be aware of the additional risks. You are exposed to the credit risk of the derivatives counterparties. In the event of default by any counterparty, the ETF may be suspended and the shares of the ETF may not continue to trade. The ETF may ultimately be terminated. You may suffer significant losses equal to the full value of the derivatives, net of any collateral provided. The derivatives counterparties are predominantly financial institutions, and this, in itself, may pose a concentration risk. Any adverse event affecting the performance of a particular derivatives counterparty may also have a negative impact on the performance of others due to the contagion effect. While some synthetic ETF may hold or have recourse to collateral to mitigate the exposure to credit risks of the derivatives counterparties, the collateral may not comprise any constituent securities of the index. The collateral may also be concentrated in particular markets, sectors, and/or securities issued by specific sovereign or public issuers, which may not be related to the underlying index. Furthermore, when an ETF seeks to exercise its rights against the collateral upon any default of counterparties, the market value of the collateral could be substantially less than the amount secured if the market drops sharply before the collateral is realized, thereby resulting in significant loss to the ETF. And higher liquidity risk is involved if the derivatives that a synthetic ETF invests in do not have an active secondary market. Risks related to QF regimes and/or China Connect, China ETF. The novelty and untested nature of China Connect makes a China ETF investing through it riskier than traditional ETFs. The policy and rules for the QF regimes and China Connect prescribed by the PRC central government are subject to change, and there may be uncertainty to its implementation. Such uncertainty and potential change of the laws and regulations for the QF regimes and China Connect may adversely impact on the performance of a China ETF, and may also have potential retrospective effect. These changes may in turn adversely affect the performance or market value of the product. A China ETF primarily invests in securities traded in the mainland China's securities market and is subject to concentration risk. Investment in the mainland China's securities market, which are inherently stock markets with restricted access, involves certain risks and special considerations as compared with investment in more developed economies or markets, such as greater political, tax, economic, foreign exchange, liquidity, and regulatory risks. The operation of China ETFs may also be affected by interventions by the applicable government bodies and regulators in the financial markets. There are risks and uncertainties associated with the current mainland Chinese tax laws applicable to China ETFs investing in the mainland China through the QF regimes and/or China Connect. Although China ETFs may have made a tax provision in respect of potential tax liability, such tax provision may be excessive or inadequate. Any shortfall between such tax provision and the actual tax liabilities may be covered by the assets of the China ETFs and may therefore adversely affect the performance of the China ETF and the potential payout of the product. Trading of securities invested by a China ETF under the China Connect will be subject to a daily quota, which is utilized on a first-come, first-served basis under the China Connect. In the event that the daily quota under the China Connect is reached, the manager may need to suspend creation of further units of such China ETF, and therefore may affect liquidity in unit trading of such China ETF. In such event, the trading price of a unit of such China ETF is likely to be at a significant premium to its net asset value and may be highly volatile. The People's Bank of China and the State Administration of Foreign Exchange have published the detailed implementation rules removing the investment quota allocated to such China ETF under the QF regimes with effect from 6th of June 2020. Although the units of a China ETF are listed on the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong Limited, there is no guarantee that an active trading market for such units can be developed. Or, if an active market does develop, liquidity of that market can be sustained. Also, the price and trading volume of the units of China ETFs may be highly volatile subject to the market sentiment, and may be more volatile than would generally be expected for ETFs with a longer trading history. The above-mentioned risks may adversely affect the performance of the China ETF, and may in turn adversely affect the performance or market value of the product. In turn, you may suffer a loss in your investment. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should refer to relevant offering documents to understand more information before making any investment decision. Risk related to real estate investment trust, REIT. If the product is linked to a real estate investment trust, you should note that the primary investment objective of REIT is to invest in a real estate portfolio. A REIT is exposed to risks that are related to investing in real estate. There may be a disparity between the market price and the net asset value of a unit of a REIT. This is because the market price of the units of a REIT depends on many factors. Such factors may have a negative impact on the performance of the linked stock and therefore the performance and or potential payout of the product. Increase in the market price of units of the REIT or its real estate portfolio may not result in a similar increase in the market value of the product or even have no increase at all. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should refer to relevant offering documents to understand more information before making any investment decision.